Welcome to our Audit Talks podcast series. Today, Kathy Rowe, who is Walters Kluwer Product Line Manager for Audit, will be chatting with Pat Janaris, who is a CPA and Managing Principal at Janaris & Associates. Today's talk will be about their experience this busy season using CCH Access Financial Prep with CCH Access Tax. Thank you both for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Very excited to dig into this topic with the both of you. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Kathy.
Thank you. All right, Pat. So, thank you for sharing your experience with us. Just a few questions to get us going. Can you tell me a little bit about your firm and the type of work that you do?
Sure. At the center of our practice is small businesses, entrepreneurs. And so we do, of course, the standard accounting and compliance work for those people, tax planning, tax avoidance, tax services. We've got a wealth management service, so we handle their retirement plans and stuff. And off of those couple hundred small businesses, you know, you might have 1,200 people behind it, so we've got a pretty big 1040 practice as well. So, you know, if you come to us with your business and you want us to do your aunt's 1040 or grandma's 1040, we do that as well. So we end up having a pretty busy tax season.
Okay, great. And I'm sure it's a busy time of year for you right now, given that.
Sure.
So what would you say are the challenges that you're trying to overcome, both in the short term and long term, to help grow your business?
The biggest challenge that and it's been a challenge for as long as I can remember, is really capacity. You know, space and time, and going back 20 years ago, it really was an issue then. We had a small office in Chicago Heights, and we were just out of space. So, you know, if you really want to give good service and really kind of deliver to clients, you have to have so many professionals per client, and we were just flat out of space. In 2010, we moved to Dyer. We got an office with four times as much space, and it took about a year before we were out of space and at capacity again. So we're always looking to get more productivity and kind of expand capacity. That's been our main issue.
Right. Okay. So yeah. Basically, to be able to provide the best customer experience, you want to be able to give them that right level of professional service. So to do that, you're looking for ways, I'm just playing this back to make sure I understand, you're looking for ways to be more productive and more efficient to kind of hone in on providing that level of service. Would you say that's accurate?
I would say that's accurate, yes. That and you know, just having the talent on hand, both things, and actually your product has helped us on both ends of that. You know, so we were able to build staff because it's no longer about a place. You know, we run a virtual practice now. And, of course, productivity enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of tools that help us with that.
Okay, great. So, yeah, let's drill into that a little bit more. What have you done specifically to address it, and what new solutions have you added, and what impact has that had?
Okay, so probably the biggest thing that we did. So I said we moved in 2010. In 2012, I ran into an issue where I actually had to work from home. Personally, I had to work from home, and I, you know, had been accustomed to spending a ridiculous number of hours at the office, especially during the busy season. So I had to create the ability to be able to work from home for myself most of the time, or at least half of the time I had to work out of the house. And then that worked out good. And so then we started to let another staff member work from home. And then I hired a remote staff person. And then it really started to occur to me that, geez, really, if these people are far more productive than the people that are at the office. You know, we track time. And there's always 30 or 40% of the time that gets wasted at the office. And then there's almost no time wasted when somebody's working remotely. So we embraced the cloud. We really embraced the cloud. And then we started looking for a product that would allow us to use the cloud more effectively. The solution that we came from didn't really work well for that. It was hard to onboard. It was a Citrix kind of environment. We needed a real cloud solution for the practice part of our software. I mean, our clients use cloud-based software almost exclusively, but it was hard to find a good practice software where we could onboard people quickly, get them all the tools that we use quickly. And so we've done that entirely now. Now we're 100% cloud. All the applications that we use are cloud-based. And so that's helped. I mean, we hired 3 new professionals this year. One's in Texas, one's in New Mexico, and one's in Kentucky. So that's great. So we've got more staff that way and more clients that way too. Now, this month we got 15 new clients, and I think 2 of them are actually in our home state of Indiana. So it's amazing what the cloud has done, but you have to have cloud software to do that. So we've implemented 100% cloud software. That's the biggest thing that we've done. For productivity, the newest thing is, of course, the financial prep product that you guys came out with, which is great. It shaves off 30 to 60 minutes of an entity return is mm-hmm. what we're finding, which is huge.
No, that's perfect. So I totally agree with you on the productivity of remote teams. It's interesting you say that. Both myself and the rest of my team we're all remote, and I feel like we're working all the time. So you also need to figure out how to balance that, of course. In terms of CCH Access Financial Prep and the fact that it saves you 30 to 60 minutes per entity, I just would like to understand that a little bit. So it is easy in the sense that it is 100% cloud-based and you can have multiple people access it. But where would you say you're getting the time savings from?
For us, it's, of course, there's no data entry now. So if you anybody that hasn't used it, so what it does is, and we're a practice that we primarily use Xero for our client accounting, which is a cloud-based accounting program. And your product actually pulls the ledger directly from Xero. There's no manipulating a spreadsheet or anything like that. Pulls it from Xero into your product where we can look at it, make sure that the tax line groupings are right, and then push a button and it pushes it right out to the tax product. And so our tax professionals, we actually have our accounting professionals. We split our practices between accounting people and tax people. Our tax professionals kind of start with a draft, which is amazing. I mean, there's no data entry. There's no messing around with the ledger. It populates the tax return. And from there, we're reviewing, making adjustments, fixing basis worksheets, that kind of thing. But we start with a draft return, which, of course, is amazing. Mm-hmm. We had built an application that kind of did that on our own, and it was, expensive and awful in comparison. A year later, you guys came out with this, and I told the people that I paid, see, this is what I wanted it to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's pretty cool to be able to say no data entry, no manipulation of the data, and also just the fact that your tax professionals are able to start with a draft. Do you feel that not only is it time savings, but then improved quality, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. When you've got 45 minutes that you've messed around keying in numbers, you're far less excited about checking over the return. I mean, now the job is first make sure it's right and look for opportunities for the client, and it puts the focus right back on the client. You're not messing around doing something that nobody values. You know, there's no value in data entry at all. The client doesn't care about it.
One last question for you. Since your team is pretty dispersed and this is a cloud product, what has been your experience in terms of having that dynamic, the dynamic view of the financial prep in terms of having multiple people in there at once? Has that been a benefit to you?
And I'm not sure I understand the question. Having multiple people in there at once.
So it's real time. If you're working on an engagement and you're making adjustments, whether they're adjusting entries or tax entries, at any point in time, you're also able to go in and see those dynamic updates happening.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of across the board. I mean, with real cloud-based products, it's amazing the difference. I mean, of course, yes. I don't know what to say about that. I kind of already have taken it for granted, which is hilarious. It's fairly new. Yeah. It's
Yeah, that's
like the difference between when you went from everybody had their own computer, and then you got a network and you shared a server, and now you have this grand server in the cloud that everybody shares immediately, and you guys take care of all that back-end work, and that's great. That's
Yeah,
great. I
awesome.
don't know if I addressed your question specifically. If I haven't,
No,
please
it was great.
redirect me.
Well, I think the insight really is that some of these things as we move to the cloud are an expectation. So as we design and deliver, we need to make sure that we cover that. So thank you.
Of course.
All right, that's all the questions that I have. It's been very insightful chatting with you about your experience. So thank you very much.
Thank
You're
you,
very
Kathy
welcome.
and Pat, for joining
Thank
us
you.
today. It's been beneficial to hear your perspectives and gain your insights on this topic. And
Thank
to our
you.
audience, thanks for listening and have a great week.